1490 WGCH, WGCH.com, anywhere. WGCH, your sitter time is 7:21. And it's time for Connecticut Press Club Award-winning Happy and Healthy at Any Age with Robin Pastor. Here's Happy and Healthy at Any Age with Robin Pastor.
Good morning to our listeners in Fairfield and Westchester counties, everyone listening, streaming live in Boston, Austin, Houston, Texas. Please keep your texts, comments, and emails coming. I want to give a big shout-out to our friends over at Jenkins Neurospine, Dr. Arthur Jenkins. He's a dad here in our community. You can check him out, award-winning doctor and associate professor at Mount Sinai. Call Dr. Jenkins, 646-499-0488, or check out his website, jenkinsneurospine.com. Happy to talk to you about your anything, any questions related to back or brain. Good morning to our guest joining us this morning, David.
Good morning, Robin.
Thank you for joining us. So David and I talk about books. We read books, we're members of book clubs, and we were talking recently about how young people today, particularly high school and college students, have so much pressure from their peers, from adults at home, at school, on stating their values and their linear path. Where do you want to be in 5 years? What do you want to be? What matters to you? Where do you want to see yourself in life? Sort of a linear path. And David has his own experience with life's journey. David, what are your thoughts on the pressure on young people today to live a, quote, linear path, a kind of connect the dots and know where you're going to be at 40 or 50 by the time you're 16 or 17 or 21 or 26? What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I think there's certainly a lot of that present, and it seems like it's increasing, but my own experience was quite different in that I didn't have an eye towards what was going to happen later in life. I actually spent much of my life thinking that I wasn't going to live past 30. I lived a very, and that led me to living a very reckless life in the early part. By the time I was 12, 13, I was staying out all night on the streets, and those circumstances led me to joining the Navy at 18, not for anything other than really a sense of survival. But that kind of shifted my direction, developed more discipline, started to put some structure into my life. I ended up going to nursing school. But because of my youth and that lack of nurturing, right. I think I mentioned that I became a ward of the court when
right.
I was 12.
Right.
And so I didn't have that person that I could trust to really
right.
mentor and let me believe that I had the ability to do anything that I wanted.
Right, right. And now, you're funny, you describe yourself as a high school dropout with a law school degree who graduated cum laude. So you've definitely had a life journey that was not linear with a connect the dots approach. How important do you think external validation and seeking the validation of other people is? What are your thoughts on external validation driving young adults to make decisions, to declare majors, to write in their college essays, this is where I see myself in 10 years? What are your thoughts on external validation in determining your life journey?
That's a good question in context to what we're talking about. And the first word that comes to my mind is mirage, because there's no
right.
substantive
right.
issue there. There's nothing that's going to, there's nothing there that's going to feed your soul.
Right.
You have
right.
to look inside yourself. And that kind of introspection can be painful sometimes.
Yes. Yes. And you and I were discussing a book called Life Worth Living, A Guide to What Matters Most by Miroslav Volv, V-O-L-V. And it was a guide based on a popular class at Yale University about what makes a life good. What are your thoughts on what makes a life good?
You know, I'm reminded of a lecture that I heard. I believe he was a neuropsychologist or neuropsychiatrist, Yale trained, and his topic was hedonism. And when we think of hedonism, a lot of times we think of excess, debauchery, only seeking self-pleasure. But his thesis was that true hedonism was a balanced life, treating yourself well. And sometimes I do consciously look at what I'm doing and think, would I do this? Would I treat this? Would I approach this to somebody that I really care about? And sometimes we have to, we lose sight of the fact that ultimately it is ourselves that we have the ability to care about the most, and that gives us the strength to share that caring with others.
Yes, yes. And we were also talking about a book that, that we have both read called The Body Keeps the Score, Brain, Mind, and Body, by Bessel van der Kolk, medical doctor, and how if you're not living an authentic life and you are living your life based on external validations and the expectations or mandated expectations by parents or others as examples, the body does keep score and manifests in different ways, pains in the body. What are your thoughts on that?
I think those are some brilliant insights in that book. And, you know, you and I in our conversation earlier talked about my plans to open up, we'll just call it at this juncture, a spiritual healing center. And there's a therapy that Dr. Vanderbilt talks about in that book whereby he has, I think the focus is on teenage children or teenagers. That they're put in a theater type of setting and allowed to participate in different roles to experience, specifically to experience emotions that they might not otherwise have experienced.
Unfortunately, I'm getting the signal we have to wrap up. 8 minutes flies by. If people want to reach out and talk to David, you can reach him through the station. Contact me, Robin Pastor, here at WGCH, robinpastor@gmail.com. David, thank you very much for joining us this morning, taking the time. And it's been great talking to you, and I encourage all our listeners to tell their young adults life is not a linear connect-the-dots path, but rather a journey with many options along the way, and that's all okay, and it all works out. Thank you for joining us. You have a great day.
And thank you, Robin. Thank you, David. And that's another edition of Happy and Healthy at Any Age with Robin Pastor. You can hear her Connecticut Press Club award-winning show each Tuesday morning at this time, right here on 1490 WGCH and WGCH.com anywhere.